Jessica Toss is co-chair of the Austin, Texas chapter of the Gay and Lesbian Straight Education Network. She's here to give us her spin on the Trump administration and how this affects our LGBT issues. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Charlotte.
Tell us about GLSEN.
GLSEN is a national organization that's committed to improving school climate and championing LGBTQ issues in K-12 education. So we began in 1990. And at that time, it was a very small group of teachers in Massachusetts who were passionate about ending bullying and discrimination for their students that identified as gay and lesbian, and that they saw issues happening every day at school. So GLSEN has done a lot over the past 27 years now. There's still a ways to go. We know that 8 out of 10 LGBTQ students still report being harassed and bullied at school. And so the work that GLSEN does is in several different areas. We conduct research, build knowledge around the experiences of LGBTQ students, and inform evidence-based practices to work in schools. And our most well-known research is the National School Climate Survey. So this is a survey we do of school experiences of LGBTQ youth and the resources that they have to support their school success. We conduct this survey every 2 years, and we have over 10,000 students from all 50 states represented in that research. We also conduct around the country trainings with teachers, school staff, and administrators, and develop curriculum materials that can be used by educators. We've developed and designed safe space kits. So these are kits with resources for teachers and stickers and posters that they can put in their classrooms to show that they are an ally to LGBTQ students. And these have been distributed to every high school across the country. We also champion policy issues related to safe schools. So over the years, we've partnered with dozens of national education organizations to work on policy issues at state and federal levels. And one of the huge areas of work that we do is supporting youth in becoming leaders in this movement. So we really support student-led efforts to make change in their own schools. And so GLSEN, we have a national office that does a lot of this work, but we're a chapter-based network and we're volunteer-led. And we have 39 active chapters across the nation.
How did you become involved?
So I'm an educator. I worked as a teacher for many years. I'm now a professor of special education, so I conduct research in the field of education and I train future teachers. I also identify as queer, and I've been committed to LGBTQ advocacy efforts for a long time. So I have deep love for this community, and I really feel the impact of the hatred and discrimination experience by people who identify as LGBTQ. So when I moved to Nashville, Tennessee in 2011, I wanted to get involved in advocacy that would have a direct impact on schools. And so I quickly found the GLSEN Middle Tennessee chapter, and I became fast friends with the chapter chair at the time. And this led me to work with some of the most passionate, inspiring group of high school students who formed our leadership team. And the rest is really history. I haven't left GLSEN since. I relocated to Texas, and I co-founded and currently co-chair our GLSEN Austin chapter, and I've also co-chaired GLSEN's National Advisory Council, so I get to remain involved on a national level with the work that we're doing.
What has GLSEN's reaction been to the confirmation of Betsy DeVos as Secretary of Education and Jeff Sessions as U.S. Attorney General?
So, well, as an organization, GLSEN has expressed great concern about the confirmation of Jeff Sessions as Attorney General and Betsy DeVos as Secretary of Education. As you know, Sessions has voted against federal protections for LGBTQ people in the past. He voted against hate crime protections, stating that he doesn't believe LGBTQ people are discriminated against. And he also has a worrisome history of racial discrimination. And we also know that Betsy DeVos has great concern for a lot of people who are invested in public education. And despite hundreds of thousands of phone calls and emails to our representatives, she was confirmed as Secretary of Education. So as someone personally who's invested in educational equality for both LGBTQ students and students with disabilities, I'm outraged by her confirmation. She's refused to commit to federal protection for both of these groups during her confirmation hearing. In a legal brief that was filed about a week ago, the Department of Justice withdrew the government's objection to an injunction against Title IX guidance that was issued under the Obama administration. So this guidance stipulated that transgender students could use public restrooms that match their gender identity, among other protections for trans and gender nonconforming youth in schools. And so since August, there's been a Texas court order barring the federal government from dictating school administration in this way. And the Obama administration objected to that injunction. So unfortunately, with Betsy DeVos coming in and Jeff Sessions coming in, very quickly the Trump administration withdrew that injunction. And so it's appearing that the Trump administration is not going to be actively supporting trans students, which is certainly concerning for us. And just this past week, DeVos stated that she can guarantee that there are policies in the Department of Education that should not be the work that a federal agency is doing. And so we really believe that civil rights protections are something that the Department of Education and the Department of Justice should be involved in. So a network, we're remaining watchful of the future actions that will impact K-12 education. But we're also very hopeful that a lot of committed citizens will continue to speak out and work alongside GLSEN and other education organizations. And we certainly hope that Secretary DeVos will honor her commitment to be a strong advocate for students and that she'll continue to work with the DOE and all of the efforts that they've made to support LGBTQ students over the past several years.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in the Trump administration?
That's a great question. The Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center have reported increases in hate crimes across the country. As we watch civil rights coming under fire, especially LGBTQ rights that have been hard won in the very recent past, I think it's difficult for a lot of people to stay optimistic. But we aren't done. So GLSEN's continuing the work, and our friends are continuing the work. And I think one thing that can help us remain optimistic is that we're experiencing a moment in history where so many groups are being directly targeted. And we really can't afford to splinter our efforts and lose focus. We need to organize and recognize that each of our liberties is bound up in the liberty of our neighbors. And we need to work together and stand together and mobilize together and take this moment for the great potential for coalition building and for renewing our commitment to justice and equality.
With LGBTQ teens already four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice do you have for these kids struggling with Trump's administration?
To students, the first thing I would say is that you are valuable and you are important, and don't forget that. No matter what you hear in the media or in the world around you. Moving forward, I strongly encourage students to get involved. So to learn about advocacy and activism, to reach out to local organizations, to attend community planning meetings, to listen, to learn, to speak out when they witness injustice, and to always be ready to kind of jump in as they see issues arise. And finally, I think the last piece of advice I would give students, but everyone involved in advocacy at this point, is to take care of yourself. So eat well, exercise, sleep, reach out for support when you need it, and recognize that self-care is in itself a form of resistance. So treat yourself well.
How can people get information about GLSEN?
Everyone should get more information about GLSEN. You can start at GLSEN.org, GLSEN.org. Our website has free access to dozens of research reports, including our National School Climate Survey. You can also download educator guides, lesson plans, and resources to support LGBT-inclusive curriculum. We also have an awesome store where you can get your own GLSEN swag if you're interested. And in addition to checking out the website, people can also directly contact their local chapters. So on GLSEN.org, there's contact details for our local chapters across the country. Or you can search on Facebook. Most local chapters have their own pages or their own website. And get in touch with your local chapter and find out what they're doing in your own community.
What projects are you working on?
So as a local chapter here in Austin, we are a fairly new chapter. We're about a year and a half old now. So we're still working towards building strong networks within our community and within the state. We're currently recruiting for our student leadership team. So we're looking to find committed high school students and work alongside these students to provide them training opportunities and lend support as they become the next generation of movers and shakers in our community. And we're also engaging in policy work at a state level. So Texas is one of several states that has introduced this so-called bathroom bill. And if passed, this law essentially allows discrimination against transgender and gender nonconforming people. It states that people must use public restrooms aligned with their sex assigned at birth, as stated on their birth certificate. So we are certainly keeping in tune with that at a local level. working in advocacy efforts to address that issue, and we're participating in an upcoming advocacy day that's being organized by Equality Texas at the state capitol. That's taking place on March 20th, and will be a time for LGBTQ organizations and advocates from around the state to come together and talk to our representatives about our concerns. And as always, we're reaching out to school districts to offer staff professional development. So I think in these strained political times, our central focus really remains having safe and affirming schools for all students, regardless of gender and identity or expression or sexual orientation. And so we're trying to remain focused on doing that work.
What do you hope to accomplish with your work?
What we want to accomplish is we want to ensure that schools are safe and affirming spaces for all of our students. There's a lot of work to be done. I think I will kind of quote our executive director, Eliza Byard, and she usually says that when our work is done, we won't be needed anymore. And so I think our ultimate goal is that if we continue this work, that we will reach a place where students do have a safe and affirming space to attend when they go show up at school every day.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
If there was any question, I wish that more people would ask how GLSEN could get into their local schools. So I wish that more people reached out to us just to ask what kind of training or workshop we could give or what kind of resources we could lend. And having that network with educators and people working in schools is really essential to pushing out the information, the research we're doing, the resources we're developing, and the policy work we're doing.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Considering the current climate, I've taken to using a quote by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and GLSEN's executive director, Eliza Byard, has used this quote in GLSEN work that we've done around the country, and that is, no one is free until we are all free. And I think we need to remember that this fight belongs to all of us. So to me, this means we are at a place where many different people are being targeted in different ways. And I think it's important to understand that just because you and the group that you belong to is not being targeted in that moment doesn't mean that justice and equality are prevailing, and that we need to stand together and make sure that we're doing the work to ensure that all people living in this country experience safety and freedom and equality.